Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. And today's fun fact of the day has to do with reindeer. Did you know that reindeer are possibly the only mammals that can see ultraviolet light? Humans can see up to the color violet and not beyond it. Colors, after all, are nothing but our interpretation of the wavelengths of light. And we've known for a long time that some birds, reptiles, and insects have the ability to see ultraviolet light. They use it for hunting. It makes the prey visible and stand out from the surroundings. The reindeer uses ultraviolet light to stay safe. Reindeer are surrounded by snow 90% of the time, so everything around them is white. And this makes it very hard to find food or see predators who have camouflaged with coats that are also white. What scientists found out was that in the snow, with ultraviolet vision, wolves look black so they can easily be spotted. Lichen, the main source of food for the reindeer, also looks black. And this way they can navigate and live the environment. Learning about light and the way it affects our physiology is absolutely fascinating. I love learning about these things because sight is something that we all take so much for granted. And yet, there are many hidden ways to optimize using light. For example, our sleep hormone is affected by the presence of blue light. Melatonin, which is the hormone responsible for putting us to sleep, does not release when our eyes are exposed to blue light. A large portion of the light we receive from the sun is blue light, and hence the body thinks that it is daytime. In our daily life, we are bombarded by blue light from all the devices and screens that we have lying around. The TV emits a lot of blue light, and so does our phone, and so do all the LED lights that we have at home. With these blue lights in our face, over a period of time, we get used to sleeping later and later as the hormone has not released properly. Think about it. What is it that we typically do at night? We watch TV, episode after episode, or we're on the phone scrolling through some shopping app or some social media app. Now, of course, you can do that boring thing of switching off all the screens at sunset. And many hardcore people do. But I don't do it, and it is unfair of me to expect that from you. So the best thing that you can do is figure out a way to simply block the blue light that is reaching your eyes. One of the things that you can do to improve your sleep and maintain a normal life is to wear blue-blocking glasses at home. So after 8 p.m., put these funny-looking glasses on at home and go about your normal business. The lenses on these glasses are dark amber or orange in color, and hence, as a result, they block out the blue light coming from the devices. The best way to test them out is to look at something blue in color. It should look black when you see through these lenses. The next thing is to make sure that the glasses are broad enough so that the light doesn't come in through the side of the glasses. And what I did was buy glasses for the whole family so that we all look funny together. Once in a while, I wear these out of the home as well in case I have an early morning meeting or a flight, and this helps me fall asleep faster when I get back home. As a caution, do not wear them and drive as you might fall asleep on the wheel. So your simple habit to getting better sleep without disruption to your routine is to buy and wear blue blocker glasses at home. I suggest wearing them around 8 onwards. The glasses can be easily found on Amazon or any other online seller. Most spectacle shops, interestingly, do not have them. I love simple, easy habits like this that make no disruption to your normal life, and one simple tweak can make such a huge difference. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.